各位朋友，各位弟兄姊妹，平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主，我们可以一起来认识我们所信的耶稣基督。
Thank the Lord that we can come to know the Lord, the Jesus that we know together.
我们在话语分享之前，我们还是有个祷告，好吧
？Before we start, let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give all thanks and praise to you.
你向我们所存的心意是何等良善的心意。
For the heart that you have towards us, how gentle and kind it is.
你所赐给我们的爱是永远的爱。
And the love that you give to us is eternal love.
是地上的人做不出来的爱。
It is a love that does not exist on earth.
是只有神才有那样的爱。
It is a love that is only from God.
你要给我们的丰富是我们难以想象的。
And the abundance that you desire to give us is something that's unimaginable to us.
你知道我们是需要先蒙你的怜悯才能够进到你的丰富。
For you know that we must first be under your grace before we can enter into your abundance.
所以我们今天无论讲的、翻译的、听的，我们先在你面前求你的怜悯。
So before we start, we ask that you give a show of grace to all those who speak, translate and listen.
在你的怜悯底下，我们能够得着你的话语。
And may we receive your word under your grace.
因为在你的怜悯底下，你看见我们每一个人的光景。
And in your mercy, you see all of us and where we stand.
你也知道我们每一个人的需要。
And for you are aware of our needs.
你要把你良善荣耀的心意能够坐在我们身上。
And you want to manifest your kindness and your glory in us.
使我们成为一个可以得着你祝福，得着你真是怜悯的人。
So that we can be ones who are blessed and also be receive your grace.
我们就求你在主的宝血底下遮盖我们。
May you cover us by your blood.
在主你赐的全副的军装底下扶持我们。
And in your full armor, may you help us.
我们求你从宝座把话倾倒下来。
And may you pour down your word from your throne.
你所召聚的每一位，你必有话给他们。
For every one of us that you've gathered here, surely you have words for us.
我们就一同等候在你的面前。
And therefore we shall all wait before.
愿你亲自向我们的心说话。
May you speak to our heart personally.
愿你亲自在我们的心，在我们的全人做人不能做的工作。
And may you do your amazing work in our heart.
愿我们每一位出去的时候都是带着你新鲜活泼的认识，新鲜活泼的同在。
And as when we depart here, may we leave with a new understanding, a new revelation of you.
谢谢你给我们这个机会。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
把荣耀敬拜的归给你。
And may all glory be to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我想还是再问一下哈，因为我觉得需要问一下。
So I'd like to take the opportunity and ask again because I feel like I need to ask.
刚才我们那个波饼聚会啊，你还不太懂这个意思的，可不可以举个手？
The Lord's table we just had just now, if you don't quite understand it, please raise your hand.
Oh. 有没有？你们都懂了吗？
Anyone?
好，谢谢，谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。好，
Thank you.
感谢主。你刚才我们那个波饼聚会。
So the Lord's table we just had.
你觉得这是一个宗教仪式呢？还是这有特殊的意义在里面。
Do you feel this is a religious ceremony, or do you feel there's some special meaning to it?
我们每一个几乎每一个星主日早上，就是星期天早上，我们都做了这件事。
And every Sunday morning, we do the same thing. Do this.
那我们做这件事呢，是只是一个好像一个宗教的一个活动啊，就这样做一下，然后没什么太大的意思，就要过去了。
And do you feel that it's as if it's a religious, just sort of an event that we do this and then we forget about it?
还是我们在一次一次的这样的经历当中呢，有什么特殊的在信的人或者还没有信人身上有 神宝贵的旨意在当中。
Or do you feel that there's some special will, God's will, as we experience this over and over, whether it's upon those who trust in Him and also those who do who's looking seeking?
我已经信主到现在三十年。
Already, I've been a believer for about 30 years.
啊，我必须承认，我对于这样的聚会呢，我还在一个继续的认识当中。
I must confess that for me, I am still learning and progressing in it.Coming to understanding this type of gathering.
我已经经历这样的聚会，当然不到三十年，但是我是信主超过三十年，但是因为我不是一信主就到这样的聚会当中。
Although I've been a believer for 30 years, but I didn't come into this type of worship for about 30 for you know, that long of a time.
是主要是用他奇妙的过程方法把我带到有这样的聚会当中。
It is the Lord through His amazing will that He brought me into this.
我记得我第一次参加这样的聚会的时候，我心里觉得很稀奇。
I remember the first time I attended such a meeting, I felt it was very it was very different, it was amazing.
因为这个聚会呢，也没有安排，也没有说，谁你要祷告啊，或者谁你要点诗歌啊，都没有。
There was no procession, it was not organized to say, so and so needs to pray or so and so needs to say something.
结果。可能某一个弟兄或某一个姊妹一点那个诗歌呢，一唱起来，我里面就充满了感动。
Oftentimes it was maybe this brother or sister picked the song, and as we sang the hymn, I was truly touched.
我虽然不懂，但是感动是真的。
Although I didn't quite fully understand it, but the being touched by was real.
或者唱完诗歌之后，有几个祷告啊，在有些祷告里面。我觉得他祷告的意思就是我心里也有这个也有这种就是说这种经历或这种想法。
Although or perhaps there was someone several prayers and then I come to realize that the person was praying was exactly how I was feeling and what I was experiencing.
所以那个时候那个对我非常的就是说惊讶，因为什么？这是没有安排的。
I was quite surprised at the at this type of worship because it was not organized.
到后来我才知道，因为是有主的同在。
And I later came to understand that it was because of God's presence.
那真正在背后安排的呢，是主自己，是圣灵在那里安排。
He who is truly presiding over this is the Holy Spirit.
所以只要在那里聚集的基督徒，他能够真正的能够顺服圣灵的带领的话，你就发现这种感动啊，就很多很多。
If there were a lot of believers, Christians who follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we'll find that there's a lot of these things happening.
然后后来呢，我逐渐读圣经，跟弟兄姊妹在一起，时间多的，对于这个聚会的意义就越来越清楚，越来越多。
As I read the Word and attend these meetings with brother and sister, I came to a better understanding of the meaning.
在刚才这个我们的饼跟杯。是分开的。
Before us, the bread and the cup was separate.
那饼呢？是预表，是基督的身体，杯是他的血。
The bread represented his body and the wine his blood.
所以血跟身体分开是代表什么
？So that when the separation of the body and the blood, what does that represent?
有个死亡。
That it represents death.
就是耶稣基督曾经死过。
Is our Lord Jesus Christ.He died once.
他为什么死?
And why did he die?
是他值得死?
Is it because he's deserving of death?
还是他的死是有一个特殊的目的的死?
Or rather, is his death serving a special purpose?
那就我们在这里纪念的时候，是纪念他的死。
And when we stand, when we are here, we are remembering his death.
可是他不是只有死了，他第三天复活了。
But he did not just die, he rose on the third day.
所以我们也纪念他的复活。
And in the same way, we also remember his life.
那你知道复活是对死的一个另外一个解释。
And resurrection is a complete opposite of death.
也就是说在他里面有一个生命是死亡不能控制的生命。
And in other words, within him there is a life that cannot beconquered and cannot be suppressed by death.
但是他的死呢，是为了我们这些我们不甚至好，我必须承认，我在信耶稣之前哈，或者信耶稣的时候，我还不知道我是罪人。
I must confess that before I came to be a believer, or even in the beginning, I didn't come to know that I was a sinner.
我不但不知道我自己是罪人，我也不感觉我是罪人。
I didn't realize that I was a sinner, nor do I felt like a sinner.
我相信有这样的情况的朋友或者基督徒总是有的。
I think there are probably friends and even some believers who feel this way.
虽然我不知道也不感觉。
So although I do not know, nor do I feel.
可是呢，他们又不需要等我知道、等我感觉，他才完成这件事。
But he did not need to wait until I come to realization or I come to knowledge for him to complete what he needed to do.
所以他已经完成了，所以他来遇见我，叫我得着。
And for he has already perfected and completed, and he come to meet me, and so that I may come to accept.
我甚至在刚刚信耶稣的头一段时间，我对于我是罪人，我还是在头脑上还是搞不清楚。
And even in the beginning, when I came to know him, in my mind, I still don't quite fully grasp that I am a sinner.
但是呢，我一遇见他的时候，我就知道说我要谦卑下来。
But when I came to see him face to face, I realized that I must humble myself.
因为我知道他是那位至高的主宰。
For I come to realize that he is the heavenly host.
他的确是那个至高的主宰。
He is the exalted one.
我不晓得你有没有过，你到那种比较有威严人面前，你一站他面到面前你就站不住。
I don't know if you ever stood before someone who has tremendous presence that you just could not bear to stand before them.
No, 我们主耶稣是远超过那个地上最威严的、更威严的，还要再威严。
And our Lord Jesus far surpasses anyone who has such a presence on earth.
所以你只要遇见他，你就知道说你根本就站不住。
And if you were to come to see him, you would realize that you cannot possibly stand before him.
他根本就不要说你是罪人，你站不住。
He doesn't need to say that you are a sinner for you to be unable to stand before him.
你只要遇见他，你就站不住。
You only need to see him, and you will not be able to stand.
你遇见他之后，你就必须扑倒。
The moment you see him, you will fall.
不需要他强迫你。
He does not need to force you.
这是很奇妙的事。
This is something that's amazing.
那当然，我在这样情况下，我才慢慢知道，哦，原来我是罪人。
And it is only under this do I come to realize that slowly that I am a sinner.
我是先信了主，后来慢慢才知道自己是罪人。
I first came to know him, and then I came to realize that I am a sinner.
可能跟很多人不太一样。
Perhaps it's different from others.
有好多人是知道自己是罪人，但他不要信主。
And there are people who know that they're sinners, but they don't want to come to accept Christ.
但是主耶稣怜悯我。
But he was gracious to me.
但是我就是罪人，我又怎么样呢？
But if I'm a sinner, then what do I do?
我需要被拯救。
I need to be saved.
所以主耶稣来流宝血。
And therefore, there we have his blood.
所以他的血是为我流的。
And therefore, his blood was shed for me.
我特别有这个深刻的感觉。
I have a truly deep this speaks deeply to me.
我不晓得有多少的基督徒有同样类似的感觉。
I don't know how many Christians have the same feeling.
怎么样的感觉呢？
And what is this feeling?
如果全世界全世界多少亿，现在是六十多亿吧，对吧？全世界这么多亿的人当中呢，如果都不要信耶稣呢，主耶稣还是为我钉十字架。
And this is that even if the 6 trillion people on this planet would not come to know him, he would still be on the cross for us.
所以我里面有一个很深的感觉，就是他钉十字架是为着我，为着我这个人需要救恩。
I have a deep feeling that he died on the cross for me.
当然圣经讲不是只为我们个人，他是为所有他要救，就是所有愿意相信他都已经为他定好了。
But obviously the Bible speaks not just for me, but for all those who is willing to trust in him.
所以这个血是很宝贵的。
So therefore the blood is extremely precious.
所以今天呢，我可以跟大家呢，也许从可以的话不晓得时间够不够，四个方面看一看。
So today, if time permits, I want to take a look at it from 4 different aspects.
一个方面就是宝血。
And first is the precious blood.
他的血。
His blood.
第二个方面呢，他用他的血跟我们立了新约，新约。
And secondly is that he used his blood to establish a new covenant with us.
第三个方面呢，他给我们一个和平的福音。
And thirdly, he gave us a gospel of peace.
和平的福音。
A gospel of peace.
第四个方面呢，他要把我们在他里面带到丰富去。
And lastly, he wants to bring us through him into abundance.
我们看主给我们多少话，我们就分享多少。
So whatever he provides, we will share.
我想这个为了给大家有点印象，所以这个有些经文可能要请放一下。
So we want to in order to give you a better understanding, we need to go through some passages in the Bible.
那先看这个宝血这个 利未记十一章十七章十一节有这么一句话。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. First.
好，利未记十七章第十一节，他说：“因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。”
For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement.
其实这段话是讲到，神不要以色列人吃血。
So this really speaks of that God does not permit the Israelites to eat blood.
但是他特别告诉我们说，在血里面有生命，神要用这个活物的血来赎罪。
And especially, the focus is that there is life in this blood, and God wants to use this blood as an atonement for sin.
好，那这个我们再看另外一段圣经。
And let's turn to another place in the Bible.
在罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
这个二十三到二十八节。
23-28。
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith, this was demonstrated his righteousness because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃是用信主之法。
Where then is boasting? Is it excluded? By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith.
所以我们看定了。人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law.
所以这里我们看到主耶稣他做了赎罪的工作。
So here we see that Jesus served as a propitiation for sin.
神呢用在他颁布给世人的律法，让人知道自己有罪。
God gave man the law so that man may come to know that he is a sinner.
我想在我们当中，如果你不觉得自己有罪的，没有关系。
I think if you're among us and you don't feel you're a sinner, it's okay.
但是你如果愿意让神使你明白你有没有罪呢，你逐渐就会明白。
But if you're willing to allow God to show you, then I'm sure He will show you.
但圣经告诉我们，罪它有一个。罪的工价或者罪一直会发展到一个地方会产生死亡。
And the Bible tells us that there is a wage for sin which is death.
所以罪会一直会带进到死亡去。
And so sin will bring us into death over time.
那罪的原来的意思是什么呢？
But what is the meaning of sin?
罪的原来意思就是那个创造者他对于受造者他有一个特定的目标。
And so the creator has a certain goal or expectation of the created.
那罪的发生呢，就是这个受造者呢离开了这个特定的目标。
And sin occurs when the creation departed from the expectation of the creator.
啊，可能只是起头只是离开一点点而已。
Perhaps in the beginning it was a very small distance.
但是呢，这个逐渐显明出来什么，就完全是不同的方向。
And over time this gap widens and it becomes a complete opposite direction.
所以这个对我们刚开始提到罪的，我们是很难明白的。
So this towards for us who just come to trying to understand sin is very difficult.
因为我们 原来就没有这种想法。
Because we don't nor originally have this concept.
不过没有关系。
But it's okay.
但有些有些情况我们是知道的。
And there are certain circumstances we understand.
因为罪的工价就是死。
That the wages of sin is death.
所以我们都会死。
And therefore we will all die.
所以这是圣经告诉我们的，为什么我们会死呢？
And this is what the Bible tells us, that that is why we all die.
其实后面有个原因，是有个罪的能力和罪的这些产生的结果。
And behind it, there is the power of sin and the end result because of sin.
所以这个是你就是不明白，它也是这样的结果。
Even if you do not understand, this is the ultimate end.
我不能说因为我不相信我有罪，我不相信罪的道理，所以呢，我可以不用死。
We cannot say that I don't believe in sin, nor do I believe in the power of sin, therefore I will not die.
这个是已经发生在我们身上。
This is something that has already occurred in us.
所以有的人呢就觉得自己反正要死嘛，那我今天就能够多享受就怎样享受。
And some may feel that for surely I will die, and therefore let me enjoy myself as much as I can today.
那罪呢不但产生死亡。
Sin not only causes death.
罪呢也带来虚空。
Sin also brings us vanity and vain.
罪，因为你会发现，我们追求很多东西，其实它后面是空的。
You will come to realize that we seek after many, many things, but they are all empty and they're all in vain.
其实哈，你只要不能超越死亡，都是虚空的。
In other words, anything that does not help you to surpass death is in vain.
就像如果今天你是现在全地球最富有的人，
even if you're the richest man on earth today,
但是你不能超越死亡，这个富有到你结束的那天呢就结束了。
Because you cannot overcome death, and therefore when the end comes, it is the end for you.
所以虚空是一个现象。
Vanity is a condition.
所以你知道，我不晓得你们是经历的，我自己亲身经历就是我们追求很多东西，但等到一个阶段之后，回头一看，哎呀，那不过都是空空的。
I don't know what your experience is, but my experience has been we find that I'm seeking after so many things, but when I turn around and take a look, and I see that it was all in vain.
这种事情如果一生只发生一次，你可能不太在意。
If it were to occur just once in your life, perhaps you may not notice.
但是在你非常努力、非常付很大的代价，但是又再而三的发生。你就要思考一下，人活着为什么？
But when you pay such a price and it happens constantly, you need to take a step back and think about why.
因为我不断的再回到那个虚空，再回到虚空。
Because again and again I return to emptiness and to vain.
而且还有就是什么，在这个罪的权势底下，在罪的能力底下，人也落在叹息底下。
And under sin, man is just sighing.
所以我们常常有叹息。
And therefore we always sigh.
那其实哈，今天对于我们这个什么信主的人，有时候也还会叹息。
For the believers, perhaps we don't sigh as much.
照理讲，信主人应该不叹息。
But in reality, those who trust in Him should not sigh.
但是呢，信主人是有目标，但是这个目标还没达到，然后呢，又在这个有叹息的环境呢，所以常常也会叹息。
And although believers have a goal, but although at current we have not reached that goal, we're in a situation and a circumstance where there is a lot of sighing.
所以这处处都需要，我们需要被拯救。
And all of this shows us that we need salvation.
就是我们需要来到对的光景。
We need to come to the right place.
那对的光景就是在讲称义，义就是对的光景。
And the right place or the right status is that we need to be justified.
除非你来到那个实在永远都是对的，否则你不可能脱离虚空，不可能脱离叹息。
Unless you're in righteousness, you cannot escape from vanity. You cannot escape from death.
所以圣经告诉我们，主耶稣他流血，他的拯救是什么功效
？And the Bible tells us what is the result of his blood.
他是一次，他只要做一次，但是就有永远的功效。
And His blood is effective. We only need it once, and it's effective forever.
所以它是怎么讲说？英文叫 once for all， 是吧
？It's once for all.
所以它一次就包括说一切。
So when he did it once, and that is for everything.
哇，这是太厉害了。
How powerful is it? Is that?
他流血，他完成的救赎，有这么大的功效。
And he shed his blood, and it has such tremendous power.
所以，如果我们得着这个宝血的时候，我们应该从那些虚空中、从死亡中、从那些叹息中出来。
And when we receive this blood, we should come out of death, come out of emptiness, come out of sighing.
而且不但如此，不但是出来，甚至你又愿意在宝血底下被带到亲近主的实际。
And not only do we escape from that, but under the blood, we should be willing to enter into the Lord.
你会被带他，会被他带到什么？这个一步一步的进入那个神给你的救恩的经历的丰富。
And to enter step by step into the abundance and to experience of His salvation.
啊，其中有一个哈，我记得我刚信主的时候那经历到，就是满有荣光的大喜乐。
And I remember when I came to know, be saved, there was a glory and there was a glorious joy.
就是那个喜乐哈，是带着你好像遇见那个神的荣耀一样。
This joy was the joy that comes from coming to see the glory, to be able to see the glory of God.
你讲不清楚，但是你里面那种满足是什么都没办法来比较的。
It is indescribable, but the satisfaction and the contentment that you feel, is tremendous.
而且突然怎么样？你整个人就真的在一个光中，在一个光明中。
And all of a sudden, you're surrounded by, you're in this light.
这并不代表说你的环境是没有问题的。
I'm not really referring to your physical circumstance or where you are, and that is different.
可能环境是有问题的，但是你里面是充满了光，你满的充满了喜乐，充满了神把你往前推的，或者是往上推，遇见神的那个能力。
But perhaps your circumstance is still the same, hasn't changed. But within you, there's a light. Within you, Christ is bringing you closer to Him and towards upward.
所以这是他宝血把我们一步步带进去。
And this is the power of His blood that He brings us into.
所以他用宝血，他把我们从不对的情况带到对的情况。
And so He by His blood, we're brought from a incorrect relationship to Him into a correct relationship.
就算是我们。许多信耶稣的，我们不是说信耶稣之后就永远不再做错事，或者没有犯过罪。
I don't think that whether when we become a believer, it doesn't mean that we will never do anything wrong.
但是呢，他已经预备好那个宝血，让我们在不是故意的啊，在我们这个旧造的这些影响底下呢，他说产生的东西呢可以得到再洁净。
Even when it's indeliberate, that we in this circumstance he can help us, but he prepared his blood for us so that we can leverage it to enter into him.
因为这样的洁净，所以刚刚讲说那个喜乐，那个满有荣光的大喜乐，就会怎么样，继续的往前去。
And because of this closeness that we can experience this joy and we can enter into.
所以这个宝血是很宝贵的。
So the blood is extremely precious.
如果我们要仔细去看的话。可以看到非常深、非常多的内容。
If we take a deep dive into, we can see so many meanings in the blood.
所以我们在这里纪念主的时候，是我们一直不断的新鲜的经历他的宝血。
So here when we experience this Lord's table, we're continuously experience His presence.
不但新鲜的经历他的宝血，也在认识他的宝血。
And His blood, but also not only experience His blood, but also come to understand His blood.
有的时候我们并不太认识。
Sometimes we do not really understand.
有时候我们做一些事情是会那样做，是因为我们认识不够。
And sometimes we do certain things because we our understanding is not enough.
但是主呢，他会把我们从没有认识带到有认识。
But our Lord will help us to bring us from a lack of understanding into understanding.
当那个认识来的时候呢，真正在我们里面着力了，我们对于主的宝血，对于主的生命的大能有认识的时候，我们就会。做出有认识的那个行动。
And when we come to our understanding of the blood, then we will do things that can only arrive out of understanding.
所以我这里讲认识，不是讲说你这个你懂了一点道理的认识。
When I speak of understanding, is not to acquire certain knowledge.
是这个认识在我们的里面产生一种生命的大能。
And this understanding is something that invokes the power of life within us.
好，那我们再来看另外一个。
Let's turn to another passage.
因为刚才讲那个波饼就是那个血是另外代表什么？主跟我们立了新约。
And the blood that we just spoke of, it also represents a new covenant between us and God.
所以呢，我们就来看一看这个 新约，也许这个我们讲我们从看旧约就可以了，因为旧约它是预言的啊，但是新约很多引用这个时机。
So the Old Testament is a foreshadowing of the New Covenant, and the New Testament is a realization of it.
耶利米书第三十一章三十一节。
Jeremiah. Jeremiah
31:31.
Let's read 31-34.
好，耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候。与他们所立的约。
Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the days I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约，这是耶和华说的。
My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。
But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Declares the Lord, I will put my law within them and on their heart. I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
They will not teach again, each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord.
我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪愆，这是耶和华说的。
For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more.
所以简单的话，我把这段话呢，它这个新约的四个重点。
So in the New Testament, there are four important points.
旧约呢，你知道在这个以色列人出埃及的时候，神在西乃山呢跟他们立了一个约。
So in the old covenant when they were departing from Egypt, God established a covenant with them.
那就是神把十诫写在这个石板上面。
And that was at Mount Sinai, and God wrote the Ten Commandments.
两个石板。
On two slabs of stone.
一个石板呢是四条讲神跟人，人跟神的关系。
On one slab, it was written that the relationship regarding man and God, or four of them.
另外一个石板六条讲人跟人的关系。
And the other one contains six, which speaks of the relationship between man and man.
所以那时候是写在石板上面。
And that was written on two pieces of stone.
那神把这个借着摩西交给全以色列人。
And through Moses, God gave this to all of Israelites.
那告诉以色列人要遵守。
And he tells them that they need to must obey.
那以色列人经过几百年的证明是。没办法遵守。
And over hundreds of years, the Israelites come to demonstrate to us that they cannot follow the law.
也就是说，简单说就是我们想要用自己的力量，用修行的方式来达到神的要求，这是做不到。
In other words, we could try to use our own ability, try to struggle in ourselves to achieve what God has demanded of us. We cannot.
那，但是呢，神的心意是永远的。
But God's heart is God's will is for eternity.
所以神借着主耶稣来完成救恩的时候，他完成的工作里面，其实另外一个工作就是另立新约。
So through our Lord Jesus Christ, when God fulfilled this, He was to establish a new covenant.
这个新约呢是在人的心板上面。
This new covenant was to be established in the heart of man.
所以信主的人，这个心他就会不但是感受，而且他会。在神的这个圣灵的工作底下，能够显出律法的功用。
And so in a man's heart, that those who believe will be able to experience and to feel and also be understand under the power of the law.
所以律法它是放在人的心里面，而且写在心板上。
The law is written in our heart, on our heart.
所以当我们信耶稣的时候
，So when we come to know Him,
主不但主就是我们承认 就是主是主，他就我们接受他做我的救主。
So we come to acknowledge and, that He is God and He is our Savior.
他不但赦免我的罪,
not only did He save us from our sins,
他也呢使我里面的那个心里面有个功能叫灵，心里面有个灵，那个灵活过来。
And it causes our spirit to be awakened.
所以这个活过来之后呢。 这个我就能够感受到神所要我感受的。
And when we're awakened, then we can experience what God wants us to experience.
其中是对错的问题在良心上面。
And first is our conscience, the right and wrong.
有的时候很奇妙，就是你道理上不太清楚，但是神会让你感觉这是不对。
It's very amazing. Sometimes we conceptually may not know, but God causes us to know that whether it's right or wrong.
这是在良心上面。
And this is in our conscience.
不但如此，而且呢，他也在明白神的心意上面呢，那个呢，在直觉上面也会感觉。And
we also come to understand of His will.
还有另外面呢，可以跟神很轻易的、很自由的，能够来互动、来讲话。And
we also we have a very close relationship. We can speak to them freely.
他已经做了这个事情。
And He has already accomplished all of this.
但是我们要真正的实际进去,
but we need to enter it into in reality.
就借着祷告,
and the only way we can do this is through prayer.
我印象很深刻,
I have a very deep impression.
我个人在个人自己跟神祷告的时候，这是问题不大。
In my personal prayer with the Lord, it wasn't a problem.
当我第一次跟基督徒聚在一起的时候，我记得那一次要祷告，哇，可是大工程。
And I remember the first time I was to pray with a group of people, that was such a it was such a difficult thing.
那个时候祷告时就觉得里面有感动，在我心里面哇，有很强的感动。
There was such movement in my heart.
但是呢，我的口呢，就说不出来。But
my mouth, I cannot express them.
所以呢，但是呢，我就觉得不祷告不行。And
I felt that I cannot hold back.
那好不容易呢，就口顺着心里的感动就说出来。
And I finally was able to follow my heart and speak out.
这一说出来之后呢，我的全人好像一股热就咣，就这样从头到尾就这样经过。And
I felt tremendous. I felt this warmth, and as I was able to finally pray.
我可以感觉到我的耳朵、我的脸都是热的。And
I felt that my face, my ears were hot.
因为那时候我还不习惯跟神的交通在公众当中。And
I really was not comfortable or familiar with sharing. About God in the, you know, among the large.
头两三次之后，哎，就可以了。But
after the first two or three times, I was able to.
哎呀，那个这个什么，这是神让我跟神的关系能够建立起来。And
this is what God causes me to have a relationship with Him.
那这样子呢，对于关于神的事情呢，就是这个认识和经历上就可以慢慢的、逐渐的自然。And
through this, over time, over and over again, it becomes more natural.
所以他把这一个律法放在我们的心里面。So
he places this law in our heart.
其实呢，不是故意，不是为了要不断的定我们的罪。It's
not to condemn our sin constantly.
他要让我们知道他是谁。But
rather to remind us that of who he is.
他要让我们知道一切都从他开始的。And
to remind us that everything starts from him.
我们今天虽然在地上，我们经历神非常多的恩典。
Although today on earth we experience a lot of His grace, but we really don't know that He is the source of all providence.
那你如果读了圣经的创世纪,
if you read Genesis,
你发现呢，这个前三章呢，神就告诉我们什么是他起头，什么是他起头，什么是他起头。And
you'll come to, if you read the first three chapters, you'll come to see that all these things were created and started by Him.
我们所在的地是他起头。The
earth we stand on is created by Him.
我们所在的空气天是他起头的。The
sky and the earth and the, sorry, the sky and the air we breathe is from Him.
我们所有的光是他起头的。The
light is from Him.
所以他说他说有光就有光。When
when He spoke and says, let there be light, and there was light.
所以人真正的需要都是神供应的。All
of man's needs are provided by God.
是神供应的，但是神呢，他也给人有这聪明智慧，来运用神所供应的东西。
And God, but God also gives us intelligence so that we can take advantage of what he has provided.
所以你知道, 阳光, 空气, 水,
For we know that sunlight, water, and air are all from God.
只要有一点点的,
if there's a little bit of abnormality, perhaps we have a problem surviving here.
我们生活不但有问题,
never mind our life, even our existence would be a problem.
但是这都是神都预备了。
But this is everything that God has provided.
所以这是神要我们在他的创造里面能够享受他的创造。
And this is what God wants. God wants us to experience His creation.
而到一个地步呢，我们能够把神他创造宇宙万物的丰富能够带进来。
And then God to bring His the abundance of His creation here.
所以他把律法放在我们心里面。
So He places His law in our heart.
让我们能够见证。 他的确是创造者,
so that it may testify that he is the creator. Not only is he the creator, but he is also the author of everything.
我想如果我们有某个程度经历了，我们都可以告诉我们的朋友说，主，我们的神的确是主宰一切的。
If we have experienced it, then we can tell our friends that The Lord our God is He is He is the sovereignty.
那如果我们真的知道他是主宰一切的,
if we only if we truly know that He is the sovereign,
我们就可以见证一次, 神, 从神的创造来看的话, 是天来管理地。
In His creation, we see that the heaven rules over the earth.
所以如果这种我们能见证的话, 应该什么? 我们是应该是跟现在坐在天上宝座的主能够有非常好的关系, 以至于什么? 让他那个天上宝座的权柄，天上宝座的那个心意，在地上能够经历到看到。
If we have the right relationship, it is to manifest what God has in what God manifests in heaven just a little bit on earth. If we have the correct relationship with Him.
当我讲天管地这件事情的时候，我不是一个概念上的东西。
When I speak of heaven ruling over earth, it's not just a concept.
我是经过了至少十几年到二十年的亲身经历。
It is something that I've experienced for the 15 to 20 years.
因为我本来是属于那种人定胜天的想法。
I always believe that man can dominate over heaven.
我本来就是觉得人就是一切了。
I always believe that man is everything.
但是呢，神很怜悯我。
But God was very gracious to me.
让我在人生的许多的机会经历当中。 许多经历的机会当中,
in the many experiences and opportunities I had to experience in life,
一而再再而三的, 他做了一些事情,
again and again, he did many things in my life.
所以在我还没有读圣经的时候,
Even before I came to read the word, I came to know this.
天管地, 而且怎么样说, 我们的生命气息动作存留,
And heaven has dominion over the earth, and He has dominion over our life, our breath, our everything.
所以这是一个很宝贵的。我后来发现这是一个非常宝贵的认识。I
later on came to realize that this is a very precious understanding.
因为当我经过进到这个认识之后呢，哎，我发现我的人生呢就不再是那些大起大落的那种。 那种震撼,
and when I come to this understanding, I feel realize that my life was no longer in such upheaval, up and down all the time.
因为我知道是有一个最高的一个你不太清楚但最高的那个主管那个主宰在那里。
And I came to realize that there's the God who is the exalted one, the high, the one who sits on high. He's there.
他不但是主宰，而且他不管是我现在的或者是将来的，我的结局。
And because he is the king, because he sits upon the throne, whether it's now or in the future, everything is under his control.
所以在这种情况底下，我就愿意能够跟这个掌管天地、掌管生命、掌管一切的主呢，能够从他那里能够得到真正他的带领。
So because of this, I'm willing to receive from him the God who rules over heaven and earth and all.
我回想那时候我还没有真正遇见耶稣，但是我已经明白了这个东西。
Even back then I didn't quite know Jesus, but I came to an understanding of this.
结果有一次啊，有一次这个有一个在那时候我还在学校里面，有一个 从美国到台湾读书的一个交换学生。
So when I was in school, there was an exchange student from the U.S. Who went to Taiwan.
然后他就跟我聊啊聊啊，我就把我这种感觉就告诉他。
So we had a lot of conversation, and I shared this with him.
他说你信基督教吗？
And so he asked me, "Do you believe in Christian? Are you Christian?"
我说我不信。
And I said no.
我说我不知道。
I don't know.
他说我觉得你这有点相信基督教。
And so he said, "You sound like you're a Christian."
但是我说那是不知道。
And I didn't know at the time.
因为我信的那个至高的主宰，他的确是这样。
And the God whom I believe, the Almost High, he is this.
所以他让我那种起伏不定的那种性情，起伏不定的那种生活呢，逐渐什么？
And he causes this life of upheaval, of this emotional up and down, of this roller coaster to subside gradually.
所以当然后来主耶稣真的遇见了我。
And later on, eventually, I did come to come to see God.
他遇见了我之后，那这些东西就明白了。
And he later came to meet me, and when he came to meet me, I came to understand this.
所以他不但是天管地，而且他的确是给生命的主。
And not only does the heaven rule over earth, but he is also a God who gives life.
今天我们看这些植物会有生命，或者我们的这人的生命，就是肉身生命也会繁衍，这都是神给的。
And we see that there is life in the plants, and there's life all around us. All this life is given by God.
所以我们知道生命是他从他来。
For we know that life is from Him.
我们更现在知道说，信耶稣的人有得到一个新造的永远的生命。
And we also know that those who trust in Him, trust in Christ, has a new life.
那这里面是得到更大的激励。
And this encourages us more.
所以刚讲的那个律法刻在放在我们的心里面。
Before I spoke of that, the law was etched in our heart.
它使得我们跟这位主宰一切的主呢，能够恢复一个和谐的关系。
So that we can restore to the right relationship with God.
它不但如此呢，其实律法有另外一面，就是什么？人跟人的关系。
And the law has a different aspect, and that is the relationship between man.
常常其实我们跟神的关系有的状况出的问题。
Oftentimes is that when there's a problem with our relationship with God,
我们跟人之间也会出问题。
Our relationship with others will also have problems.
比如我们觉得好像说些小谎话没什么大问题。
Maybe sometimes we like to say certain things and it's no big deal.
觉得我们只是占一点小便宜而已，应该影响不大。
Perhaps we like to take small advantages of people and didn't feel that it impacts anyone. It's no big deal.
其实是已经在神看来已经犯罪了。
But in God's eyes, that is sin.
已经在神面前犯罪。
It is sin before God.
也已经在人当中造成犯罪的伤害。
And amongst people, it causes harm because of sin.
像现在这个，如果你看世界上很流行的什么一夜情啊，什么小三啊。你知道，他们都觉得这是一个，可能是个流行，可能是一个没有问题的事。
And you see the fad these days in the society today, there's one night stand and there's having a mistress and all these things. People don't feel it's a big deal.
但是神的话告诉我们说什么？律法里有一条什么？不可奸淫。
But the Bible tells us that the law cannot be bent.
不可奸淫或者不可贪恋别人的妻子。
The law says that we cannot Adultery is a sin, and we cannot covet other people's wife.
现在你会发现，你这个很多新闻啊，都是这一类的新闻。
And if you look at the news today, everything is about this.
不但是这类新闻什么，他还拍成影片可能给你看。
And not only is the news all about these things, but they also make pictures, movies about them.
其实我们活在这种环境，我们都不感觉它是罪。
We live in such a circumstance situation. Maybe sometimes we don't even feel that is a sin.
不但不感觉是，我们觉得我们如果我是那个当事人，我只是觉得好像这个叫做最终之乐，我这样乐一下而已。
And perhaps we even feel that if I were the person, you know, perhaps I'm just enjoying myself. It's not a big deal. It's not a sin.
但是我们不晓得，不但是罪，罪的工价就是死。
Not only is it sin, but the wages of sin is death.
所以你看，神设立婚姻好是一夫一妻。
God established marriage is between one man and one husband and one wife.
这是神设立的。
This is what God has established.
这不是社会演进的。
Sorry.
这不是社会演变的。
This is not something that's created by society.
这是神设立的。
This is what this is established by God.
那我不晓得你们感觉怎么样。
I don't know how you feel about it.
我没有信耶稣的时候，我不知道犯奸淫这件事情是带来死亡的。
Before I came to know the Lord, I didn't realize that adultery is something that brings death.
那等到我信主了之后，我才逐渐明白。
Only when I come to know Him do I come to solely understand.
这是神的话，他光照我，让我明白。
This is something His word that He shone the light upon me and caused me to understand.
然后我看我周围有发生这样事的人，他们呢，的确有一个死亡在他们身上。
And I look at all the people around me that have experienced such things, and there's truly death in their life.
你会发现，如果这个婚姻经过破坏了之后，你虽然说再有二婚、三婚、四婚，你发现那个什么婚都没有用，那就是昏头了。
If the marriage has been damaged, the second and the third and the fourth marriage, it doesn't matter anymore because there's no longer a marriage.
他想要幸福，但他没有幸福的能力。
What they want is
因为在他里面有一个死亡在他身上。
They cannot enjoy life because there's a death in them.
有罪的能力，有死亡在他身上。
Because sin has a power upon them.
所以你会发现，神把律法放在信主人心里面，这是件很大的事情。
And when God places the law upon those who trust in Him, this is something is tremendous.
当我们不知不觉被引诱往那个方向去的时候，
And when we're slowly enticed away,
神会在我们的良心在知觉上会告诉我们说这是不行的。
God will tell us in our conscience that this is not right.
这是叫我们不用继续犯罪。
And this is a warning to us not to continuously to sin.
所以这是非常宝贵的事。
This is something that is precious.
这是非常大的拯救。
It is a tremendous salvation.
啊，你今天如果说在我们的分析底下说这样可以做，那样不能做，那样可以，那样可以做，不能这样不能做，因为我们要精神衰弱。
If we in our understanding, if we want to come and say you can do this but not that and this and not that, you know, this is such a burden upon us.
你同意不同意会精神衰弱？
You, I don't think you will be able to handle it.
因为你知道有很多事情在我们这个判断的这些，就怎么样说，好像在一种可以不可以的模棱两可的状态底下。
And in our judgment, you know, whether we can or not, under the circumstance.
你光要想出是可以还是不可以，你都想破头都想不清楚。
Oftentimes, when we need to make a decision to judge whether it's right, whether we can or cannot, that is become so taxing to us.
但神呢，知道我们没有这个聪明智慧。
But God knows that we don't have such intelligence to make all these decisions.
所以他把律法放在信的人里面。
So He places the law within those who trust in Him.
只要这个信的人他跟神跟主耶稣是一个对的关系。
So as long as those who believe in Him have the right relationship with God.
这有一个刹车的能力，他该刹车的时候，他就叫他刹车。
There's a power of braking right here. When you need to brake, you can brake.
这有一个逃的能力，该逃他就能够逃掉。
And when you need to run away, you can run away.
这是非常奇妙的事情。
This is something that's very amazing.
这也是我信主之后多次经历到。
And this is something that I experienced many times in my life.
不是等我会解释了。
It is not until that I'm able to explain it.
所以你知道，他另立新约，他是在我们给我们一个新的生命的能力。
So when He established a new covenant in us, it's to give us a new life.
不但是新的生命能力，也在这个新的生命里面证明我们是神的儿女。
But not only so, but also to testify in this new covenant, new life that we are His children.
我们是属于神的。
That we belong to Him.
我属于神的，不需要一天到晚喊，你知道。
We belong to Him. We don't need to scream that out every time.
你顺着这个生命去。
If you just follow along with this path, this life.
因为神拯救来的人，神给他生命的人，具有那个生命的特性。
Because those who He saves and those who with His life, those who have His life will be able to do this.
当然，我们也必须承认。
But we also must acknowledge.
不是每个基督徒都真正把神给的新生命活出来。
Not every Christian believer live out the life that God has given to them.
所以我们必须提醒一下，我们信的是耶稣，我们不是信那个没有活出来的那个基督徒。
We must remind ourselves that we trust in Christ and not the believers who cannot live out this life.
所以你如果遇到的有一些基督徒呢，他没有把神的生命活出来。
If you come upon certain Christians who do not live out this life,
而且他做了很多事情让你咬牙切齿。
And or he does a lot of things that causes a lot of gnashing of teeth.
让你内心在淌血，让你觉得非常痛苦。
And causes you to struggle a lot, causes you to not feel right.
你千万不要因为他的缘故，认为神不是救主。
Don't ever let those people cause you to not trust in our Savior.
神是救主，不会因为那样的情况有什么改变。
Our God is Savior regardless of other people.
因为神是把律法放在信的人里面。
Because he placed the law in those who believe in him.
神把新的生命放在信的人里面。
Because he placed the new life in all those who trust in him.
就算是有人他表现让我不合意或者不合神的心意，他也不神也不改变他把律法放在我们里面的事情。
Even if there are others who cannot live out this life, nor others who does not represent God in a good way, it does not change the fact that He placed this life in our heart, the law in our heart, and His life.
所以这个新约不但是让我们在跟神的关系，在合神心意上面，神已经做了这样的一个奇妙的工作。
He not only did He do this in establishing the new covenant in our life.
神也把我们带到那个真正认识他的这样的路上，而且是新鲜活泼的认识他。
And He brought us onto this path of come to an understanding of who He is, and this new path.
这个在新约彼得后书有这么一句，有这么一段话。
In Second Peter, there was this phrase.
就是有了信心加上德性。
And if you have faith and you
faith brings to virtue.
Faith brings virtue.
然后呢？
彼得后书第一章。
有了信心加上德性，然后有了德性加上知识。
So life and he grants us life, life and godliness, and then also truth and knowledge, the true knowledge.
所以这里有一个认识，是因为你相信神。然后呢，你进入，因为你相信神，你跟着神对神的相信呢，然后照着神所带领的走。
And because you know him, that you come to this understanding because through your faith in him, you'll follow him, he will lead you.
然后产生一个特殊层次的认识。
And you will come to a deeper understanding, a closer understanding of him.
所以这个不是读书的认识。
This is not an understanding through reading books.
所以他刚才讲的那个新约怎么样？他说你们你们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
So it's for that they will not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother saying know the Lord, for they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them.
这不是说信耶稣的人都不需要别人帮助。
This is not to say that those who trust in the Lord does not to help others.
这是说信耶稣人在别人受帮助的时候，是不是出于神，他也能分得出来。
And it says that those who believe knows whether or not others when they need help is from God. They can distinguish.
因为那个帮助是出于神的，他里面有出于神的带领，他会呼应的。
And because the help is from God and he is from God and God can provide this.
所以这是很宝贵的生命的经历。
And this is an important experience in life.
所以认识神是一个活的事情。
So come to know God is something that is living.
所以另立新约，这个新约是叫我们在进入活的认识。
And the new covenant is to cause us to have a real, live understanding of God.
而且呢，他叫我们就什么那个经历赦罪的那个恩呢，是极其丰富的。
And it's come to a living understanding, and also the ability to forgive our iniquities, that's in abundance. That's provided to us.
那我们再看这个第三个部分。
Let's take a look at the third point.
第三个部分就是和平的福音。
The third is the gospel of peace.
我们看一下以弗所书第二章。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2.
从十三节啊读到这个二十二节。
Verse 13 to 22.
他说：“你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
因他是他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
他以自己，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
By abolishing in his flesh the enmity which is the law of commandments continued in ordinances, so that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
记在十字架上面的冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。
And I reconciled them both in one body to God through the cross by it having put to death the enmity.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
And he came and preached peace to you who are far away and peace to those who are near.
因我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
For through him we both have one access and one spirit to the Father.
正让你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but your fellow citizens with saints and are God of God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you are also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
他说我们从前是远离神的人。
It says that we're enemies of God. We're in the past.
但今天靠着他的血就可以亲近神。
But today by his blood we may draw near to him.
我不晓得我们在这当中的朋友，你不知道亲近神多宝贵。
I don't know if our friends here know how important it is to draw near to God.
啊，在我人生当中呢，有一段时间呢，我是非常忧虑的人。
In my life, for a period of time, I was depressed.
这个忧虑大到一个地步哈，如果忧虑只在你自己身上的话，可能就是你自己去受苦就算了。
And if you're depressed, just upon you, then you are the one who's suffering. Only you are suffering.
但是你如果是不但会忧虑，而且你会把你的忧虑表达出去。
And if you somehow able to spread this depression.
所以你不但忧虑，你也要制造别人忧虑。
If you spread this depression, it causes others to be depressed.
你很难过，别人也很难过。
And you don't feel well, and people around you don't feel well either.
其实常常发生这种事。
So this all happens quite a bit.
人无远忧，必有近虑。人无远忧，必有近虑，就是没有远的忧虑，有近的忧虑。
So there's depression is far off, but also depression is near.
所以
worry is near.
所以忧虑是经常发生的事情。
So worry is something that happens a lot.
现在科技那么发达，物质这么丰富。
But we have so much in abundance today.
我们请问一下，忧虑有没有减少？
Are people less worried or less depressed these days?
你们读更多书的忧虑有没有减少？
Do you worry less because you study more?
或者你用更多科技的忧虑会不会减少？
Are you depressed less because you use a lot of technology?
也许你们都不忧虑啊。
Because maybe none of you worries about anything.
但是我的确受过这个忧虑的苦。
But I really truly suffered under tremendous worrying.
苦到一个地步，周围的人都受不了。
To such extent that people around me cannot stand it.
所以呢，这是一个病态。
So this is illness.
但是这个问题呢，是到了信耶稣得到彻底的解决。
And but this problem gets resolved when we come to know the Lord.
怎么解决呢？
How did it get resolved?
亲近他。
By drawing closer to him.
我亲近他的时候，可以把我的忧虑带到他面前去。
I can bring my worries to him if I draw close to him.
其实我们在忧虑当中有很多的想法不一定是对的。
So when we're depressed, a lot of thoughts that we have are may not be correct.
我们的判断也可能不一定是对的。
Our rational thoughts, our thoughts are also incorrect.
但是呢,
our judgment is incorrect.
但是因为我亲近他, 我就算是一个不对的判断, 不对的这个情况呢, 我可以带到他面前去。
But because I draw near to him, I can bring these judgments, whether they're correct or not, to him, decisions to him.
我带给主耶稣的是忧虑。
What I bring to him is worry.
我是可以把让别人也跟我一起忧虑的人。
And I can bring all these people who are worrying with me.
但是呢, 我以前是带给我跟我同样的这些环境的人。
In the past, I bring these, I have these people who are in the same situation as myself.
但我信主之后呢, 我就在跟我同样在地上生活的人, 我在跟他讲我的忧虑之前呢, 我先带到主耶稣面前。
So before I talk to these people about my worries, I bring my worries to the Lord.
这个带去什么结果呢?
And what happens after that?
我把忧虑带到主面前, 主把我忧虑收走, 祂把平安给我。
And when I bring my worries to him, he takes away my worries and gives me peace.
祂把平安给我, 祂把安息给我。
He gives me peace and he gives me rest.
所以呢, 我可以一次一次的是带着忧虑去, 带着平安离开。
And again, I bring with myself worries, but I leave with peace.
早期认识我的朋友都知道。
The friends, my early friends all know this.
如果跟他们在一起, 我想说话的时候, 他们就不能说话。
And when I want to speak, no one else can speak.
因为我会一个再一个，一个再一个，再讲，再讲，再讲，再讲。
I will continue to talk and talk and talk.
但是呢, 我自从把我的忧虑带到主耶稣面前呢,
But once I started bringing my worries to the Lord,
我到他面前也没什么好讲了。
When I come to my friends, there's not much left for me to talk about.
为什么?
Why?
我平安了。
Because I have peace.
我平安了还要讲什么?
When I have peace, what else is there for me to talk about?
忧虑已经被拿走了，我还要讲什么?
The worries have already been taken away. What else do I need to?
害怕已经被拿走了，还要讲什么?
The fears have already been taken away. What else do I need to speak about?
虚空的感觉、叹息被拿走了，我还要讲什么?
And the emptiness and the sighing, they have all been taken away. What else do I need to talk about?
危机已经解除了，我还需要说什么?
And the emergency has already been dealt with. What else do I need to talk about?
我只能赞美主。
I can only praise God.
我不需要说什么。
There's only for me to say anything else.
所以，反而。 在我信耶稣之后呢, 他们听到的我以前那样的话的都不见了。
So after I come to after I trust in the Lord, the words I used to speak to them, I no longer speak them.
但是呢,我常常想说,你要来亲近神。
But I often would say that you too need to come close to the Lord.
你要来到主耶稣的面前。
You too also need to come before Christ.
他们可能不懂。
Perhaps they don't understand.
但我是真的尝到来到主面前的好处。
But I truly experienced the sweetness of God.
我跟大家讲一个情形。
So let me share with you this experience.
在我结婚以前,
before I got married,
那段时间我每天四点起床。
Every day I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
8点上班。
And 8 o'clock to go to work.
8点出发上班。
And 8 o'clock to come home.
啊,对。
To go to office.
四点起床, 八点上班。
And get up at 4 o'clock and go to work at 8.
有这么长的时间。
This is such a long period of time.
我还在上班呢。我还在一般的工作里面。
And I was in a regular job.
所以我亲近主到一个地步,我要去上班的时候都觉得心里特别的舒服。
And so I would spend this period of time to draw close to the Lord, and then I, when I get up to go to work, and I feel so close to the Lord.
因为我办公室在12楼啊。
Because my office is on the 12th floor.
你知道我们那栋大楼是就是等于说什么像华尔街的那大楼一样。
The building I'm in was sort of like Wall Street building.
有这个证券交易所。
There was the education department of education.
No.
Stock exchange.
Oh, stock exchange.
证券交易所，证券管理委员会。
SEC.
Okay. SEC. 然后还有上柜公司，还有就是那些总部都在那里。
So basically, all the centers of finance owns the center of finance over there.
那我在那个栋楼13楼，我们是在12楼。
So we're on the the they were on the third floor, 13th floor, I'm on the second, 12th floor.
所以我们一进电梯的时候，都是大家脚都不能动了。
And so when we get into the elevator, everyone was standing straight, and it was such a tight, small space.
那我常常会有时候会遇到一个问题，说，哎，你今天高兴什么？
And often I would come to have this problem is, what are you so happy about today?
其实我没有高兴什么，因为我就是亲近的主。
There's nothing for me to be happy about, but I just drew close to God.
所以你知道，和平的福音，主是先把这个和平、这个平安给亲近他的人。
And so God gives His peace to those who draw close to Him.
如果这个人得到了这个平安，
if you have received this peace,
他带到他的朋友面前什么？是把平安带去的。
And what does He bring to others? He brings peace to others.
所以自从我信耶稣之后，那些一直在不断的抱怨的话，我已经觉得没兴趣了。
So after I trusted Him, I no longer like to talk about all my worries.
那个在没有信主以前，我已经不晓得讲多少年了，我已经不知道讲了多深了。
And even before I come to know the Lord, I don't know how many years I spent complaining.
现在有这么宝贵的主，我又可以亲近他，我为什么还要在那个状态呢？
And today I have the Lord and I can draw close to Him, and why do I need to stay in such a situation?
所以呢,
so therefore I'm willing to spend time to draw close to Him.
虽然我结婚之后不再是四点起床了。Although
after I got married, I'm no longer get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
但是我亲近主的时间是没有减少的。But
I did not reduce, I still have kept the same amount of time I used to draw close to the Lord.
因为只是改一点时间而已。It's
just a change in schedule.
但是这个是非常宝贵的。
But this is very precious.
所以他说什么，靠着他的血可以亲近他。
And by His precious blood, we can draw close to Him.
我真的盼望今天在座的每一位，你真正的经历，甚至超越我所经历的好处。
And I truly hope everyone who sits here will draw close to Him and surpass in my experience of closeness with Christ.
我自己亲身的经历，让我后来产生一个决定。
And my personal experience causes me to come to this conclusion.
也就是如果有任何重大的压力来,
if there's a tremendous pressure,
重大的难处来,
if there's a tremendous challenging situation,
我要亲近他到一个地步,
I need to draw close to Him to such extent that I will receive an answer.
我要得到答案,
I want an answer.
因为这个答案是永远解决的,
because this answer will be an answer that will be good forever.
这个答案来了之后, 我再到人面前的时候, 我不需要带着对别人有伤害的东西去。
And when I receive this answer and I come before others, I will not bring harm to others.
所以万一你碰到的基督徒对你是有伤害的, 请你原谅他。
If there are Christians who somehow harmed you in some way, please forgive them.
因为他可能还没有进到这个好处。
But perhaps they have not entered into this, this goodness.
但是 的确，主已经给我们这样的特权。
But truly, God gave me this.
而且是因为我们在他面前有这样的经历这样的恩典。
So we are able to experience this before Him.
所以我们跟人之间很难解决的问题，也会变得容易。
And therefore, the more difficult situations we have with others becomes easier.
我想我讲的是变容易，不是说瞬间就解决了。
I'm saying it's easier, but not it will not get resolved immediately.
如果主需要我们忍耐，他会给我们忍耐的能力。
If God wants us to learn patience, He will give us patience.
他需要给我们，我们需要智慧，他要给我们智慧。
If He wants to give us understanding, He will give us understanding.
我们需要安慰，在亲近他时候得到安慰。
If He wants us to have peace, He will give us peace.
但是我们带给主给我们有机会遇到的人，是把平安带去。
But the opportunity, when we're faced with an opportunity, He wants us to bring peace with us.
所以你把平安带去,
He wants us to bring with us peace.
如果对方他不想给你平安,
if the other side does not want to give you peace,
但是你把平安带去,
but if you bring with you peace,
他也会被神的平安所触摸,
and they will also be touched by the peace of God.
所以这是非常宝贵的事情。
So this is something that is very precious.
刚这段圣经, 除了平安以外,
just this passage, aside from peace,
他就说, 他把我们救回来,
it says that He redeemed us.
他把我们做成一个新造的人。
He causes to be a new creation.
所以平安 平安本来就是旧造人是没有的。
Peace is something that the old creation does not have.
因为我今天讲的平安是从神给的平安，主耶稣给的平安。
And the peace I speak of here is a peace from Jesus, from God.
主耶稣给的平安钱买不到。
The peace from God is something that cannot be bought with money.
主耶稣给的平安，你就是最高统治者，你也没有。
The peace that from God is even if you're the greatest on earth is something you don't have.
除非你有主耶稣。
Unless you have Jesus.
有的人这个钱财万贯，但他的生活什么，这个很紧张的，因为他嘛，他怕被偷啊，怕被抢啊。
There's some people who are so wealthy, but they're always living in fear because they're afraid of being robbed.
我以前出去查账的时候哈，我做的是那种宾士300、300、500啊。
So when I was went to check accounts or doing audits, I used to go on a Benz 300.
你知道那个老板跟我讲，他说哈，这个车是为你开的。
And the driver would say, the boss would say, this car is for you.
他说我平常是开 Honda Civic.
It is just normally I go in a Honda Civic.
这个车是你来我们才出动的。
And the boss over there would say that when you come, we set you up in this car.
他买车，他保养车，我坐车。
And so they pay for the car, they maintain the car, and I get to sit in the car.
啊，他还当我的司机。
And he's my driver.
但他说呢，我们只能开 Honda.
And he says normally we just drive Hondas.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们不能开太好的。
Because I can't drive too good of a car.
会绑架。
Because I might get kidnapped.
会死人的。
I die.
害怕。
Fear.
不是你有地上的所谓的物质的丰富，你就有平安。
It's not that if you were to have all the things you ever need on earth that you will have peace.
神给的平安。
Peace from God.
所以神给我们在平安里面呢，进入这个被这个新的生命的成长，这个、新人。
So through in this peace that God helps us to grow and to be this new person.
那这个新人不是一个人，这是个团体的人。
And this new person is not just individually but also corporately.
所以弟兄用新的生命在活在新的生命里面。姊妹活在新的生命里面，那边弟兄姊妹都在新的生命里面，我们进入这个新生命丰富的经历。
And so the brothers both brothers and sisters will enter into this new life, and we will all enter into this new life corporately and enjoy this.
真的很宝贵。
It's very precious.
真的很宝贵。我有一些经历让我真的是，哇，心里很震撼，很受感动。我知道那个新人那是不得了的一件事情。
And there, I have some experience that truly touched upon me to be a new creation is something that's very precious.
主不但是把我们变成一个新人，是团体的人。
Not only does he change all of us into new creation, but corporately.
所以这个人呢，当然是那个中间的障碍，神就把他除去的。
So the old man, the old self was God is an obstacle. God would take it away.
当然我们在实际的经历上有一些的障碍呢，是不会一下子就解决的。
Of course, in reality, not all obstacles will be taken away right away.
但在神给的平安，在新造的生命里面，神要把它变成新的。
And so, in this peace that God gives to us, in this new creation, He wants to change all of it into new.
所以这个新的，所以我们跟基督徒之间过一起过新的生活。
So all of us Christians, all of us believers will experience this new life.
所以可能我们是家里第一个信主的，所以我们把新的生命带到我们的家里面去。
So perhaps we're the first one who come to know Christ, and we'll bring this new life into our family.
可能我们全家信主，我们夫妻之间呢，是除了旧的那个旧人的那些心心相悦之外呢，却有个新的生命。
And so when we bring this life into our family, that we no longer have the old person, but we will all enter into this new life.
这个讲不完的。
This is something that we can keep talking about.
新人是一个很真实的。
But the new life, the new person is something that is real.
而且主也把我们带到神的家里面。
And God also brings us into His house.
我们都做弟兄。
That we all become brothers and sisters.
这个不是地上的观念。
It is not a concept of this of world.
信耶稣的人，弟兄的关系是永远的关系。
That in Christ, this brother's relationship is forever.
超过地上其他的任何的关系。
It far surpasses all other relationships on earth.
所以我们被带到这样的一个新的关系里面。
So we're brought into this new relationship.
哎呀，那里面有很多宝贝的东西。
And there are so many things that are precious in this.
还有很多啊，譬如说， 那个这里是成为神的殿，成为这个神圣灵居住的所在。
And it talks about the temple and where the Spirit lives, where the Holy Spirit lives.
我这些都是逐渐经历的。
So these are all things that we experience gradually.
啊，当然，首先就是我们先要得着这个生命。
But first we must receive this life.
所以这是很宝贵的。
So this is very precious.
所以他的宝血把我们带到亲近他的世界。
So his blood brings us into closeness to him.
这个亲近是后面带着无穷的丰富在往前走的。
This closeness is followed by a tremendous blessing.
因为神是无限的。
Because God is infinite.
神要把我们带到那个在亲近他里面，能够去在我们有限的范围里面，虽然我们是有限的，但是在长他那个无限一直在长。
God wants to bring us from our finite place to experience this infinite self.
而且不断长久，我们这个人不断的更新扩大。
And not only do we experience them, but we continue to be renewed and to grow.
所以这是非常宝贵的。
So this is very precious.
所以有的人可能经历家庭的问题，但是他一被带到主耶稣面前，带到这个亲近主的实际呢，这个家庭的问题，主在用和平的方式把它就处理掉了。
So perhaps we're experiencing a problems at home, but if we have a peace from Him, and God will help us to deal with these challenges at home.
忧虑的问题主在那里处理掉了。
And God would deal with the worries that we have.
虚空的问题处理掉了。
And God would take care of the emptiness that we feel.
死亡的问题处理掉了。
And He would take care of the problem of death.
因为我们都没有肉身死过。
Because none of us have ever died physically.
所以我们讲死亡有时候好像没死过，你怎么知道，对不对？
So perhaps you would say, you never died, so how can you talk about death?
但事实上呢，我们都知道那个死亡的权势。
But we all know the power of death.
而且怎么样，我们会惧怕。
And we're afraid of it.
啊，你有个说不出来的惧怕在那里。
We have an indescribable fear of death.
但是我亲身的经历，当我得到这个救恩之后，我就不知道为什么那个惧怕就不见了。
But when we receive this, when we've been saved,Somehow, our fear just disappeared.
其实并不是我做的什么。
It's not that I've done anything.
因为主耶稣已经死而复活。
For Christ, Jesus Christ has already resurrected.
他的死而复活使信他的人呢也死而复活。
He died and resurrected so that all those who trusted him will also die and resurrect.
这个复活使他遇到有死亡的光景的时候，他不再这个落在这个死亡的能力、死亡的权势的。
This power of resurrection is no longer bound or no longer under the power of death.
道理很简单。
The concept is easy.
更重要的是要进入这个世界。
But the truth is we need to enter into this reality.
我们必须记得一件事情。
We must remember one thing.
只有有平安的人才能把平安带给别人。
Only those who have peace can bring peace to others.
如果我们心里充满了害怕，我们把害怕带给别人。
If our heart is full of fear, then we bring fears to others.
如果我们心里充满了忧虑，我们把忧虑带给别人。
If we're full of worries, then we bring worries to others.
如果我们这个人是在死亡的权势底下
，If we're under the power of death,
我们会不知不觉把死亡带到当中。
And unknowingly, unwittingly, we bring death.
但是主耶稣救我们什么？把平安给我们。
But when our Lord Jesus saved us, He brought us peace.
这是每一个信主人所得到的，这个是特殊的神成功的事情。
This is something that God has filled. This is what something that He has given to every believer.
所以为了感谢主。
And so therefore we need to thank Him.
我看时间差不多了。
I think we reached our time.
好，那我们这个准备一点祷告，我们有点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
在我们祷告之前我想请问一下。
Before I pray, let me ask.
在我们当中你觉得你也需要这样的救恩。
So among us, if you feel that you need this kind of salvation.
你需要主耶稣的宝血。
If you need his blood.
你需要主给你平安。
If you need the peace that our Lord Jesus Christ brings.
你需要主在你生命中来带领你。
If you need the Lord to lead you in your life,
你愿意
if you're willing,
你愿意让主来带领。
If you're willing for His guidance,
你愿意让主耶稣把他的平安放在你的里面，使你成为有平安的人。
If you're willing for Him to place His peace in you, so that you become someone with peace,
不但成为有平安的人，而且是能够把平安送给别人的人。
Not only will you be one with peace, but you can also bring peace to others.
如果你觉得这是你需要。
If you feel that this is something you need,
你对这个需要，你心里有这样的呼求。
If you have this need and you desire this,
我这个奉主耶稣的名邀请你，你向主耶稣举个手。
I invite you to raise your hand to the Lord.
这是向主耶稣，对，只有主耶稣可以给平安。
This is to the Lord, so only the Lord can give you peace.
主耶稣的宝血在你身上成为有功效。
And His blood will be effective in your life.
主耶稣的新约，他所立的新约在你里面成为有能力的约。
And His new covenant will be a covenant that's powerful, that's effective in your life.
主耶稣他在你生命中带领你，让你能够很新鲜的、很奇妙的去认识他。
And He will cause you to come to know Him.
如果有需要，请你举个手。
If you have the need, please raise your hand.
Yeah, 你可以思考思考、啊、
You can think about it、
啊、这个是很宝贵的。
This is something that's precious.
你是向主耶稣举手。
You're raising the hand to the Lord.
你得到的是从主耶稣那里得到。
And when you receive, you're receiving from God.
我们在这里所就是说所告诉你的是我们亲身经历的。
And what God has told us is something that we experienced.
我们讲的是我们尝过的。
What we speak of is something that we've tasted.
我们讲的是我们在主面前经历过的。
And what we speak of is something that we've experienced from the Lord.
所以我们也盼望，如果你愿意的话，你可以经历。
So I hope that, so we also hope that if you're willing, that you too can experience.
是不是有这样的朋友或者弟兄姊妹？
Do we have any friends?
好，感谢主，我们做个祷告。
Thank the Lord, let's pray.
主，我们赞美你，你所赐的救恩实在是极其的宝贵。
Lord, we thank you that your salvation is truly precious.
就是天底下只有一个人可以接受你。
Even if there's no one who was willing to receive you on all of earth,
你仍然为他钉十字架。
You will still be crucified.
我们赞美感谢归给你。
We thank and praise you.
你为着我们已经信你的人，已经让我们尝到你所给的救恩的那个实在。
We thank you for all of us who trust in you. We have already tasted of the reality of you.
我们为着还在犹豫当中的，我们交在你手中。
And we give those who are struggling into your hands.
虽然今天还需要考虑，或者还需要再更进一步的认识。
Although they may.Need to think about it or may to come to a better understanding.
我们求主你用宝血遮盖他们。
We ask that you cover them with your blood.
愿你的宝血遮盖他们，使得他们认识你的路，亲近你的路能够变得容易。
So that when your blood covers over them, that their path to drawing close to you, to come to know you, may be easier.
愿主你能够在他们这个最快的这时间最短的情况底下，那能够快快的能够进入。尝主恩的实际。
And may they come to know you and experience your goodness in the shortest possible time.
我们谢谢你为我们预备的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation you prepared for us.
我们赞美你给我们认识你the机会。
We praise you for giving the opportunity to know you.
我们也感谢你在我们身上有长久的忍耐。
We thank you for having patience with us.
我们谢谢你还给我们机会。
We thank you for giving us continue to give us opportunities.
我们把在座的每一个朋友，主啊，还在那里等候的，愿主你亲自遇见他们。
And for all the friends who are still waiting, may you meet them.
因着你的遇见，主啊，当他们真是得着的时候，他能够像我们一样，一起能够指着耶稣基督的名夸口。
And maybe when they receive you.That they too may boast of you.
谢谢主给他们机会，也求主给他们平安的回去，也有平安的认识主的机会。
Thank you for giving them the opportunity to come to know you.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.